How to overcome these conflicts under letters and comments. I am a devotee trying my best to practice what Bhagavan teaches and to also live happily and harmoniously in my work, family and social life. Socially, I often feel out of place because those I sometimes meet with do not have the same inner aspirations. In my professional life, I often have to attend board meetings and such things, though inwardly I do not have any personal ambition or passion for my profession like I used to have. And in my family life, though I love my wife and children and try my best to provide for them and give them happiness, I find that my mind is constantly drawn away from the spiritual ideal and aim in life while occupied doing this. What is the best way to overcome these conflicts in my life? Devotee from Canada. What is the best way? Said simply, it is to practice more intensely the teachings of Bhagavan Ramana. We can read them, discuss them, and understand the teachings, but their proper effect cannot manifest in our lives without verifying the truth by experience. As our understanding deepens by practice, all these conflicts melt away, just like how wet snow melts when it falls on warm fall ground. Surely all Canadians have seen this phenomenon. It is true that we must play the part we are given in life. It is true that personal ambition and passion for work and all things related to mundane existence may appear as obstacles to the sadhaka and relegated to a lower level of prominence in our mind. But that does not mean in any way that our work will be less productive, our family affairs less attended to and harmonious, or our lives less meaningful and fulfilling. It is only that the impetus that motivated us before has now shifted to another place, another locus or center. That center is the self. It is the same self of all beings. It acts through all beings and activates our mind and body to move in the world. Now, instead of living in the world in pursuit of happiness from our outer life and occupation, we live in the world to realize that the actual source of all happiness is not in the forms, not in the actions, not even in the mind, but in the self alone. When this ideal is firmly rooted within us, then attachment to all things dissolves. When attachment dissolves, love, beauty, kindness, compassion, and all divine qualities rise to the surface and manifest unconsciously through our words and deeds. Conflicts evaporate. Spontaneity manifests in every facet of our life. We are now free and love all and serve all. This may sound very lofty. You may think that this state is not now available to you and some other method must be adopted for the present. But it is not so. Bhagavan clearly tells us that conflicts, problems, and suffering exist only in the mind. They are, in fact, nothing but unwanted thought. To prevent unwanted thought, we must learn to control wanted thought. Wanted thought is desire. This must be eradicated. We can throw the whole bundle of life's cares in the lap of the Lord and be free. It is so simple, so direct. Everything, including all these situations which appear as conflicts, can be utilized as agents to free the mind, to surrender the outcomes, to witness the divine hand manipulating every aspect of life. Doing this along with regular meditation will certainly hasten our release from bondage and suffering. Other than this, there is one more thing we must do. No matter what state or situation we imagine ourselves to be in, that one thing is to persevere. We must march on, push on, move forward, and keep the ideal ever within sight. The Master knows our hearts. He is always and everywhere present. He will help. Editor.